What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can always follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt. We're always located here off bettingpros.com, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, really good week. Good day yesterday. We go 5-2. We go 2-0, 3-0, 1-2-1. You guys went 2-2. And then 5-2. So we're on an 11-4-1 run right now as we head towards Sunday trying to wrap up the week. So that's really good. Love it, love it, love it. How about the over in the World Series? It is now 4-0. We have cashed four tickets on that. Four games down, four times the over has come in. You know what we're doing, right? We're just betting the over until it doesn't go over. And that's just going to be what we're going to do each and every day. So for the most part, you're going to be able to find the over of eight runs. That's pretty much where it's going to be. The only real difference is the juice as to what you're going to pay. But the books, they just are putting up this number every time. This is where algorithms, this is interesting, right? Because they're just putting up this number and they're not adjusting. It's 7.5 or 8 every game. Clayton Kershaw going to the mound. You would think it would shade to the under, right? You would think it would drop down. Not yet, at least. I mean, maybe by the time first pitch rolls around, but I mean, this is really kind of wild. Tyler Glasnow going for the Rays. I don't know how he's going to pitch tonight. In fact, I'm not so sure that Clayton Kershaw pitches well here in game number 5. After the way the Rays won the game, you know, Jansen's toast, you know that. I mean, they weren't going to use him in that role, and they put him out there to close out a game, and he couldn't get it done. Now, his defense fell apart. It wasn't really his fault. He gave up hits, but the defense was atrocious. Game probably should have wound up going to extra innings, and then maybe Jansen gets bailed out by his teammates. But offense, offense, offense. Open roof, closed roof, doesn't matter. The baseballs are flying, and it's incredible to watch. So once again, the first play, half a unit. If you want to go full unit, go ahead. I'm a little superstitious on that. I'm just going to keep on betting half a unit because it's cashing and, you know, watch you bet a unit and it doesn't. So half a unit on the over 8 runs to be scored in Game 5 of the World Series. Right here at the top, you knew we were going there. Not the big of a shock, but that's just, we're going to do it again. At some point, it won't hit. All right, I'm telling you right now, at some point, that bet is not going to cash. But we're just going to stay on this horse until it bucks us off because, my goodness, it's been fun to cash this every single night. It's like starting the night, you're already up. You're already up. This is so cool. Speaking of so cool, have you come to our Discord channel yet? BettingPros.com/chat if you haven't. That's the best way. BettingPros.com/chat. It's an invitation. We're going to invite you in. It's free. It's easy. But I gave you a very profitable parlay yesterday only for the Discord people from the Daily Juice. So it was an official Daily Juice play, but it was only found on the Discord channel because only Daily Juice listeners are on the Daily Juice channel off the Betting Pros Discord account, right? So it was Khabib Nurmagomedov to win and also Laura Murphy to win. That was even money. That cashed easily. Second round submission for Murray, second round submission for Khabib, and bing, cash, good to go, one full unit, cha-ching, we love it, right? So even money, we take it, one unit. So that is what I'm going to do from time to time on that Discord channel. I may not post it to Twitter, I might post it to Twitter. Last night I didn't, just for you guys on the Discord channel. So today, during NFL games, in particular during Sunday Night Football, I promise you I'll be on that during the World Series and during Sunday Night Football for the Seahawks and the Cardinals, but during the day, I'll be bouncing in and out. I'll have some different talks and plays and thoughts and what's going on. So I won't be there solid, but it's a lot of fun. So bettingpros.com/chat, definitely check out the Discord channel. And that's kind of the third thing we added. I tweeted this last night a little bit, how cool this is as we head towards November, which on November the 8th, that'll be the four-month anniversary of this account, of this Twitter, of this, this podcast being in existence. So on July the 7th, we had zero audience. None. Now we've got thousands of listens every morning to the Daily Juice. in multiple countries all over the world listening to the Daily Juice. We've got, you know, people in every state you can think of, really. I mean, it's every legal state, that's for darn sure. Colorado and Indiana and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. It's been awesome. Nevada, obviously. Really cool. We've got the YouTube live stream coming up today at 11 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, to go over all the player props, which I'll have more info on here in just 1 second. But we've got the Discord channel now with hundreds of people talking sports gambling every single day. I mean, this is awesome. This is in 4 freaking months, guys. This is so cool. So really, I know I sound like a broken record sometimes, and I'm like amazed by what we're doing, but it's just really rewarding, and it's really fun, and I just find it to be incredibly satisfying that we're all doing this together during football season, and I just can't wait for the future and can't wait to see what we do next. So it's just brick, brick, brick. We're stacking it. We're building it. We're building it. We're building it. So really, really cool. Speaking of the props, live stream today, YouTube channel. You should already be a subscriber to our YouTube channel for Betting Pros. If you're not, go do that now. But we'll be live on there for an hour. Betting Pros has launched something that you got to check out. All right, there's a couple different ways to go and look at this, but if you go to bettingpros.com, go to the NFL, and look where it is under the props. Go to NFL, go under odds, and go under picks, and go under best prop bets, okay? So bettingpros.com, NFL, you go under bets. They're listing the best prop bets, the most likely prop bets, and they're giving you links as to where you can go and bet it at the best odds. So like right now, at the time of taping, Sam Darnold's passing numbers, he's projected to go and pass for, 178 yards is what the projection computer is spitting out for Sam Darnold coming up against Buffalo. His line is 220.5. That's a difference of 42 yards. So you can go and place a bet on the under at FanDuel right now. You go and click on it. It takes you right to it. You can place the bet, bam, 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 right off the bettingpros.com website. How cool is that? Now, for this week, I'm going to monitor these top 10 to see where we go, how they do. I'm going to give you my favorite and what I am personally betting. So, like, the BetMGMs and the William Hills, I have accounts at BetMGM and William Hill, so I'm a little partial to those types of props because it's a little more work for me to go get points bets or FanDuel or DraftKings. I have access to it because I've got family on the East Coast, but it's a little more work for me to do that. I'd rather just bet it myself than have somebody else do it for me. So that's kind of where I'll be a little bit preferential to in terms of the prop bets and the numbers, but this is going to be awesome. It takes the guesswork out of it for you. I mean, it's telling you, here's the projection, here's the total, here's what we think he's going to come up with versus what the book thinks is going to happen. And when there's a big discrepancy, it's good to fire on it. So I'm telling you, go check this out. Bettingpros.com, go under the NFL, go under Bets Prop Bets under the picks header, and you'll see this listed, 1 through like 100 or 50. There's so many different props you can pick from, but you can see big discrepancies as to where they are right now. So right now, the number one prop that they're projecting is Sam Darnold not to have a great passing day against the Bills for the Jets, and his overall passing prop is 42 yards off. That's a pretty significant difference right now that they have up right now with FanDuel. So check that out for sure. I'll be referencing it a ton during the live stream coming up this morning here off of the YouTube channel for bettingpros.com. So if you want to go ahead and take the information that we've got going on here and use it, you can do so for the World Series if you want when you win $100 for free. Because here's what your free bet's going to be. $100 in free wagers at BetMGM when you bet $1 on the Dodgers or the Rays to win Game 5 of the World Series coming up here tonight. Either team hits a home run, you win $100 in free wagers from BetMGM. It's very simple. You got to use on sign up the Juice100 promo code, Juice100, to take advantage of this very special offer. So it's very, very cool. BetMGM's got it. You're going to download the BetMGM app. For terms and conditions, you're going to go to BetMGM.com. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. Those are the four states that if you're in those four states and you don't have a BetMGM account, I would definitely go and get one. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, to the picks. Props coming at you on the live stream for the YouTube, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time coming up, Betting Bros YouTube channel live stream with me, Matt Perrault. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Here's the thing about bounce back spots. I look for them a lot, in particular when we get into the middle part of the season. I'm looking for teams that have not, didn't play well the week before. Cincy is not a good football team, okay? They're just not. I think Cleveland is a bad, good team. Does that make sense? They're not going to beat the good teams, but they are going to beat the bad teams. So they beat Washington and they covered. They beat Dallas and they covered. They beat Indianapolis and they covered, right? They lost by 31. They lost by 31 points up against Pittsburgh, and they lost by 32 points up against Baltimore. So their door is blown off against the good teams. Cincinnati, they played these two teams played before, and Cleveland was at home, and they only won by 5. Now, that was a bounce-back spot after getting blown out by Baltimore, only the second game of the year, so everybody was still getting used to Kevin Stefanski's offense, and they still was working through some things. I know Baker Mayfield's a little bit banged up. I get that. But this line is only 3, okay? It's Browns minus 3. I know people are falling in love with the backdoor covering ability of Joe Burrow here, but to me, I know since he's 4-2 against the spread, Cleveland's 3-3. Last week against Indianapolis, catching 7.5 points, they were able to nearly win the game outright, but they rallied, the Colts rallied to win the game, so Indy wins by 4. Week before, they were favored by 12.5 against Baltimore. They got destroyed, but the 3 previous weeks, they covered, and then they lost by 3 to the Chargers as 2.5 point dogs. They are at home, okay? They're 1-1 at home so far against the spread. I just think Cleveland is playing better football, and I think, again, it's a bounce-back spot. Baker Mayfield's talked about being a 4-2 football team, but it doesn't feel like they're a 4-2 football team. I expect a very good game out of the Browns here today, both offensively and defensively. I think they're going to blitz the holy heck out of Joe Burrow. That's been probably, you know, the number one thing that's exposed him over the last couple of weeks. He doesn't really handle the blitz all that well. I think Cleveland can get after the quarterback. I'm laying the 3 with the Cleveland Browns on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals, Browns minus 3. Play number 2. Let's talk about Carolina and New Orleans. Holy Christmas, are we talking about injuries and COVID right now? So Michael Thomas is not going to play. He's got a hamstring and he's got an ankle and he might be on the trading block. Like what? Emmanuel Sanders is not playing in this game due to COVID-19. We don't know who else might not play in this game here. The Panthers on the road, this is a monster game for them. I got this number at 7.5 where I bet it. You can get it at 7 or 7.5 right now. Sorry, or 6.5 right now. I don't mind that play either. I think the Panthers might very well win the game outright. The Panthers have been pretty good against the spread. 3-1 over the last 4 games against the spread. They lost by 7 to Chicago last game out at home. As 2-point favorites. They couldn't score in the red zone. They make some really poor mistakes. Again, a team I'm looking to bounce back here. The Saints can't push the ball down the field all that well. And I think this is a bounce back spot for this offense. New Orleans has been pretty bad against the spread. They're 2-3 against the spread. Didn't cover last time out against the Chargers. They're coming off of a bye. Teams coming off of byes, look at the Raiders. And look at what's going on right now for New Orleans. I mean, teams coming off of byes, their players are going off and getting COVID because they're not staying where they should be. They're going out and getting into trouble. Panthers plus 7.5. I think this is too good to be true in a lot of ways. I don't think Saints very well might win this game, but I got 7.5. You can get 6.5. Panthers plus 7.5 is the second play for us here on a Sunday morning. And one more game before we get to the tees. Seahawks minus 3.5 on Sunday Night Football against Arizona. So last week, Kyler Murray had only He had two big pass plays, one of 80 yards and one of 60 yards. Other than that, all the turnovers and mistakes, I mean, they didn't need to do very much offensively. I think there's something really wrong with this offense right now for the Cardinals, and I like the Cardinals. There's just something funky going on with them, and I know they've covered the last two games, and they were one-point dogs. They won by 28. They laid 7 to the Jets, and they won by 20. But they haven't really played a great team yet, a team that you could see in the Super Bowl, right? Dallas, the Jets, Carolina, Detroit, Washington, San Francisco. Anybody there that you think is going to be playing in Tampa? No, but Seattle could. And Seattle has been very good against the number. In fact, the only game they didn't cover was last week and last time out, I guess, against Minnesota. So Seattle coming off of a bye. I think this is a chance here for Seattle to put up some big points. I think Russell Wilson puts up some big numbers here. I don't like this defense right now, even though on paper, the defense looks good for the Cardinals. I just don't think it's that good, really. I mean, they're number 2 in points per game given up at 18.7. But again, have they played an offense like this? This is the number 1 scoring offense in the NFL. This is DK Metcalf. This is Russell Wilson in primetime. I get it. It's on the road, but not really a home field advantage. I'm laying 3.5 here. I'm laying Seattle minus 3.5 for our third play here. If you want another play, I think taking the Bucs at 4 is probably a good idea. I'm just not making an official play because Dan Harris and I, if you watched our NFL podcast, we went back and forth on this. We ended up taking it in the Circa and in the DraftKings. I'm just not ready to put money behind it. And if it wasn't for the offensive line COVID issues and Trent Brown and Jonathan Abrams being out, I would have bet this for the Raiders. I would have taken the Raiders at plus 4. And I would have faded everybody. And I would have just gone completely contrarian. And I would have gone with the Raiders to lose by 3 points at home to Tom Brady and the Bucs. I know they're going to add Antonio Brown. And that's incredible for that offense. But they don't have him right now. I wanted to bet the Raiders. So because of that, I listened to my two partners, Dan Harris and my other partner in the Circa. They both were on a table for the Bucs. I said, fine. We took the Bucs. I'm not betting it. Okay, I'm not betting it, but everyone's going to be on it. If you want that, you can jump on that. And the other one will be the Patriots minus 2.5 at home. If you want to jump on the Pats against San Francisco, a third trip for them going across the country. Patriots defense can stop the pass. Can they stop the run? Well, maybe not, but no Raheem Mostert. So we'll see what happens. Garoppolo coming back. Patriots know him really well. Big game for the Patriots. Need it. Got to bounce back. Expect Cam to have a big game for the Patriots. So those are the other two if you want. But the teaser, which is 4-2, is Buffalo minus 10, teased down to 4, and the Panthers at 7.5 or 6.5, teased up to either 12.5 or 13.5. Just get it in the double digits, okay? That's going to be minus 130, minus 140, depending on the book that you're looking at, depending on what the juice is going to be there. But for me, it's minus 140 because of where the books are here in Vegas. But Bills minus 4. Panthers plus 12.5 is the teaser. Bills play the Jets. Self-explanatory, right? I know there's COVID problems for the Bills and issues with the Jets, but the Jets, I mean, Jameson Crowder's not playing. Darnold is, looks like, but I mean, they're just, no, okay? The Jets are horrible. I'm teasing it down under a touchdown. Bills have lost 2 games in a row. Here's a bounce back spot again for a team that needs to get a victory. I don't expect this game to be very close, but I don't want to lay double digits here with a divisional game, so tease it down from 10 to 4, Bills minus 4, maybe by time, I don't know, maybe Jets money comes in late, you get it to 3, but it probably goes the other way. But Bills minus 4, Panthers plus 12.5 is the teaser for the Peralt 2-team teaser for this week. We are 4-2, lost back-to-back times though. We've opened up 4-0, we've lost our last 2, hopefully we get this correct here. Okay, so to recap the plays, over 8 runs in the World Series, Browns minus 3, Panthers plus 7.5. Seahawks minus 3.5 in the teaser. Bills minus 4. Panthers plus 12.5 for a Sunday morning. I will talk to you a bunch of places. 11 a.m. this morning, Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on our YouTube live stream coming up here today for all the player props and latest line movements. Then our Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat during the games. I'll be in there talking to you guys, having a good time, and on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt, to follow me on Twitter. It's a busy Sunday. Let's go in with week 7 And then we're back again for a Monday for Monday Night Football. Bears are in action. Public's all over that. Maybe time to fade the public. We'll get to that tomorrow, though. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. I will talk to you for the live stream in our Discord channel and a whole lot more coming up for the Daily Juice presented by Betting Pros or on bettingpros.com presented by BetMGM.